You believe that there was some kind of alien involvement during World War II. Tell me about that.
Yeah, to me it seems very clear that Hitler did not develop those amazing weapons on his own, even though the German scientists were, of course, great. They weren't that great to develop anti-gravity aircraft, flying saucers, which is now well known. I think everyone really now knows that they did have flying saucers. They weren't able to get them into the fight, but there's plenty of evidence that they had them.
Where'd they get the technology?
Well, Hitler was part of an occult organization called the Thule Society. And they had the Thule Society had connections with the with an underground civilization in Tibet, I believe, which was basically extraterrestrial. And when Hitler said he met the Superman and he was impressed with the Superman, I think he was really talking about an ET. And there was an alliance formed between the ETs and the Nazi Party in 1933 between the Bavarian arm of the Thule Society and the ETs, and I think that's where it all came together, right there.
This alliance, did it ever break up, or did they continue supporting the Nazis?
It broke up when the Nazis lost the war. Then they all came to America under Operation Paperclip.
Well, the scientists did, but what about the ETs? I mean, why would they support, you know, a group like that with, you know, with their genocide and everything else? I assume these weren't benevolent extraterrestrials then.
I don't think they were. I think they were really seeking a takeover of the planet. And in order to take over the planet, you have to have pawns that will do the dirty work for you. And in this case, they chose a fascist movement, which was spread across Japan, Italy, and Germany.
Well, thank God they didn't help them fast enough then, right?
Well, I don't think they realized that America would be able to develop weaponry so quickly and in such numbers and start bombing these sites. And I don't think they expected that.
What do we know, Len, about this this underground civilization, whether it was human or ET? I mean, I've always heard stories too that, you know, there was a there was an underground cavern of humans that basically lived underground. They always did. Their eyes were, I mean, they're almost all blind because they obviously couldn't see too well. But I've heard stories about that. What about these?
Well, I think that those extraterrestrials that he became in contact with were the Greys and the Reptiloids. I think the Reptilians were really basically behind that alliance. That's my own belief.
Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, the reptilians, I don't know if you are familiar with the whole story of the reptilians and where they're from and what they're all about. Have you looked into any of David Icke's material?
Oh, yeah. He's been on many times, many times.
Well, supposedly they're from Alpha Draconis, and they are tyrannical, and they seek to take over. And according to the material that is out there, they literally have taken over supposedly 21 star systems in this part of the galaxy.
And they're not very good, are they?
No, they're not very good. I don't think so. And this is where I differ with Dr. Boylan, who I think believes that they're all good. I think we have both types out there, good and evil.
Well, you know, David Jacobs believes that too.
Yes, I know, and I discovered that in my book.
You know, the heading of your book, The Secret History of Extraterrestrials, to me implies something dangerous, that they have a plan. What do you think that plan is?
Well, if you read the chapter I did on World War II, I pointed out that there are two groups in contention here. There are the Greys, reptilians, or from Orion and from Draco. Then there are the humanoids from Lyra, Pleiades, and Andromeda that have been in contention across the galaxy for many, many, many years. And I think both of them were really involved in World War II. I think that we were helped by the Pleiadians, and I think the I think basically that war in heaven came down to earth. That's my own feeling.
So biblically, when they talk about fallen angels and wars and infighting between the angelic realms, those in the angelic realms, it could have been ETs.
I think so, although I think that angels do exist as well.